probably the best way to get a good idea of the accessibility of the Axe Edit in a kind of more comprehensive way is to just build a preset from scratch completely. So I'm on an empty preset here.
Preset number 0500. Preset name less than empty greater than edit text.
So it's empty. There's nothing in the grid. I'm going to create a signal path along the third row, like the factory presets. So I'm going to use my grid hotspot.
Grid row 2, column 5, empty, radio button.
So I'm on column 5. I'm going to go to column 0.
Grid row 2, column 1, empty, grid row 2, column 0, empty, radio button.
Empty. I'm going to select that.
Selected.
Now I'm going to press my tools menu hotspot, which will takes me to the tools menu. And then I'm going to vol left from there.
Block.
That's a menu, that block. I'm going to click that.
Menu, window, in Axe Edit 3, window, move.
Did you hear those two clicks? Whenever you open a menu, I'll escape from this and show you this again.
With tools, Axe Edit 3, block.
Whenever you open one of these menus, always wait for the second click before you try to arrow.
Menu, window, in Axe Edit 3, window, move.
Hear the second click. Now I'm going to go all the way to the end of this menu because it's near the bottom what I want.
Library.
I'm going to up, vol up once.
Insert.
Insert is what I want.
Menu, window, in Axe Edit 3, window, shunt, shunt.
Again, wait for the second click. Now I'm going to put an input in. Input, click the input.
Menu, window, in Axe Edit 3, window, input 1.
Wait for the second click. Now you've got...
Input 2, input 3, input 4, input USB.
So you've got all your inputs.
Input 1.
I'm going to put input 1 in.
Block group.
Now I'm going to go back to the grid.
Grid row 2, column 5. Grid row 2, column 2. Grid row 2, column 0. Input 1A. Active. Selected. Radio
so
button.
Now I've got input 1A in that first column, and it's active. Now I'm going to go across this row right to the end to column 13.
Grid row 2, column 10. Empty. Grid row 2, column 13. Empty. Radio button.
And now I'm going to do the same again. Selected. Go to my tools.
Tools. Block.
Across to block.
Menu.
Click
window.
It.
In Axe Edit 3. Window. Move. Library. Insert.
To insert.
Menu. Window. In Axe Edit 3. Window. Shunt. Shunt. Input. Output.
Down to output.
Menu. Window. In Axe Edit 3. Window. Output 1. Output 1.
And I'm going to choose output 1.
Block. Group. Preset. Block.
Now you'll see the focus isn't in the grid. It's still on that block menu. So to get back into the grid, I've got to use my hotspot.
Fuel. Tempo. Grid row 2, column 5. Empty. Radio button. Grid row 2, column 5. Empty. Radio button.
You get into, you know, hotspots, you're going to have to use them an awful lot. So now,
grid row 2, column 1, empty, grid row 2, column 0, input 1A, active.
So we've
button.
Got an input at column 0, which is really column 1, and we've got an output at column 13, which is really column 14, but, you know, that's voiceover for you. So now we need to make a connection between these two. We need to run a signal from the input to the output. You can do it all in one maneuver. Now, the Axe Edit, it does have all the jack sockets, all the inputs and output sockets for all the components, but they're all grouped together in one place and they don't have names. They just say jack socket, jack socket, jack socket. So knowing which one belongs, which one's the out for the one we want and which one's the in for the one we connect it to, it's so difficult. You can do it, but it's really tough to do. So the best way to make a connection between the input and the output is to use the hardware itself. And the way you do that is when you're in the home screen, you can press the home button just in case to make sure that's where it is. If you remember those five encoders below the screen that are labeled A, B, C, D, and E, if you press B, the second one from the left, press that, it will take you to the layout grid. And in the layout grid, it has the same grid of 14 columns and 6 rows. There's a yellow square that you can move around the grid with the nav keys. When you first turn it on, it should be in the top, like left, you know, the first column, top row. But it isn't always. Sometimes it's moved and you don't realize. So the best way to get it into the top left is to just use the nav keys on the hardware device. Go left loads of times. Just click left 10 times and then click up a bunch of times. And what it does is it doesn't wrap. So if you press left loads of times, when it gets to the first column, it'll just stop there. And then if you press up loads of times, when it gets to the top row, it'll stop there. So now you know it's in the top. It's in the first column, the top row. And we know that our input one is in the third row down in the first column. So all we need to do is go down twice. So I've pressed the down arrow twice. Now that highlight should be over that input. But how do we know if it is or it isn't? There's nothing on the Axe Edit that will tell me. What you can do is, the third encoder, the C encoder of those five, If you press that, it will bypass whatever component is highlighted by the yellow square on the device. So I'll press that now. And then if I look at that input one,
grid row one, column zero, grid row two, column zero, input one A, bypassed, radio
see
button.
It's bypassed. I'll press that C encoder again, and I'll
grid
go
row one, grid row two, column zero, input one A, active, radio button.
Now it's active, so I know the focus must be on the square that I'm interested in. That's how I check where the focus is. It sounds a bit clumsy, but it works. It's always good to know, because if you start trying to make connections and changes to things and the highlight's in a different place to where you think it is, you'll make a right mess. Now, if I had signal, if I had audio signal, which I don't at the moment because I haven't made a connection, I wouldn't need to check it on accent. I could hear my guitar. If you bypass the input while your guitar is plugged in, you'll lose audio, and that's how you can tell. And then you re-enable it and the audio will come back. That's a great way to know exactly where you are on the, which is highlighted on the device. So to make a connection between this input and output, because they're along the same row, with the highlighted on the input, I'll just press and hold the enter key and it will fill that whole row with shunts and make a connection right from one side to the other. See, there you go. Just strummed my guitar to check that the connection was made. So now if I check it on the axe edit.
Grid row 2, column 1. Shunt. Radio button. Grid row 2, column 0. Input 1A. Active. Radio button.
See, there we've got input 1A. Now there are shunts all the way along to the output.
Grid row 2, column 1. Shunt. Grid row 2, column 2. Shunt. Grid row 2, column 3. Shunt. Grid row 2, column 4. Shunt. Grid row 2, column 11. Shunt. Grid row 2, column 12. Shunt. Grid row 2, column 13. Output 1A. Active.
So we've successfully made a connection from in to out just by highlighting the input on the device itself and pressing and holding the enter key. Now, this is a good time to, save the project. So if you accidentally knocked the value knob and went to a different preset, you'd lose this and have to start again. So not only would I save it now, but if you're doing this for the first time, it's really great to export this preset as it is with just a blank, just an input and an output and a set of shunts right from one end to the other with signal. It's a great starting point for any new preset. So now, so if we wanted to just export this, we use an Axe Edit built-in command, which is Control Shift Command X.
Quick group. Empty. Content selected. Save as. Edit text. Export preset. Save as. Tabs.
So we get a normal kind of export dialog. We name it. We pick a location and we click save. And that's that. This exported. I won't do it because I've done it before already. So I'll just escape from that.
Axe Edit 3. Window. Preset.
So that's how you export a preset. If you wanted to import a preset, you just do another built-in command, Control Shift Command I for import.
One item selected. Presets. Group. Import preset.
Now we're in a picker window.
Cancel button. Column view. In column view. Dual chorus 806. Group. Empty 6. Group. Solo 99. Empty 6. Group.
That's what I've saved. That's my starting point. If I clicked on that and imported that, I would have the input and the output and the shunts and a full connection from one end to the other. Great place to start. So now we've got a basic preset with just a signal going from the in to the out. We'll just rip through a quick, add a few things, a very basic setup, wah pedal, amp, cab, reverb. Because there's just a couple of other things I'd like to look at and then that should be it. So we'll just quickly add those things. So go to the grid.
Grid row 2, column 5. Shunt. Grid row 2, column 3. Grid row 2, column 2. Shunt. Radio button.
That's where I'm going to put the amp. I would normally put it in the middle, but this is going to be very basic.
Selected. Tools. Block. Menu. Library. Insert. Menu. Window. In Axe Edit 3. Window. Shunt. Input. Output. Amp. Menu. Window. In Axe Edit 3. Window. Amp 1. Amp group.
So I'll put the amp in.
Grid row 2, column. Grid row 2, column 3. Shunt. Grid row 2, column 2. Amp 1A. Active. Grid row 2, column 3. Selected.
Put a cab in.
Tools. Block. Menu, window, in Axe Edit 3, library, insert, menu, window, in Axe Edit 3, window, shunt, input, up, amp, cab, menu, window, in Axe Edit 3, window, cat 1, cat block, group. Grid row 2, column 3, cat 1A, grid row 2, column 1, shunt, radio button, selected.
Select, I'll put a wah pedal in that
tools.
First slot.
Block, menu, window, in Axe library, insert, menu, window, in Axe Edit 3, window, shunt, wah, menu, window, in Axe Edit 3, window, wah, 1, group.
I'm just going to bypass that wah for now because it needs... I need to set it up with the foot pedal to engage it, otherwise it'll
EQ,
be on
tempo,
all the time.
120 BPM. Grid row 2, column 5. Shunt. Grid row 2, column 1. YY1A. Active. Selected.
So I'm just going to bypass that. Right. Now I'm going to add a reverb.
Tools. grid row two column 11. Shunt. Grid row two column 12.
Right,
Shunt. Radio selected. Tools. Block. Menu. Window. Inax edit. Library. Insert. Menu. Window. Inax edit 3. Window. Shunt. Shunt. Wawa. Vault. Vogue. Trem. Tonic. Tenta. Synth. Rotary. Ring modulator. Reverb. Menu. Window. Inax edit 3. Window. Reverb 1. Reverb 1. Groove.
While I'm here, while that's already selected, I'll just jump down to the bottom and pick the type of reverb I want.
Unlinked. Globe library. Pop-up. Large type. Large hall. Pop-up button.
I'm going to go for medium room, I think. So arrow down a few.
London plate. Pop-up button. Type. Medium hall. Pop-up button. Medium plate. Pop-up button. Type. Medium room. Pop-up
so
button.
That'll do. So now I'm going to set my amp.
Grid row two column. Grid row two column one. YY1A. Bike. Grid row two column two. Amp 1A. Active. Radio button. Selected.
Select that. Again, jump to the end of the window.
Unlink. Globe library. Pop grid type. Grid 800 mod.
It's already on the one I wanted. Because I've obviously set it before, so we'll just leave that. I'll go to the cab.
Grid row two column three. Cab 1A. Active. Screwed.
Now with this cab, I'm going to jump to the end.
Unlink. Globe library. Pop-up button. Legacy. Type. Legacy. Pop-up button.
By default, it's set to legacy. Now there are thousands of legacy cabs. So if you can't click the picker window and filter them by searching, you would arrow through forever. But luckily, there are Dynacabs, which there aren't as many of them, and it's a lot quicker to get what you want. So I'm going to up arrow on that legacy pop-up button.
Dynacab, pop-up button.
And change it to Dynacab. Now I'm going to go to my parameters.
Grid slider button. Input mode, left, pop-up button. Accedit.
I'm going to change that input mode to stereo because I want to do some parallel routing. That's why I'm going to do, that's what this is for. So I want a stereo cab for that.
Input mode, stereo, pop-up
button. I just up arrowed a couple of times to get to stereo.
Stereo, input mode, cab 1 liter, 1x85F1 tweed, pop-up button.
So that's a pop-up button for the cab types. I'm going to up arrow till I get to the Friedman V30.
4x12 Rumble F12L, pop-up button. 4x12 Rectosland, pop-up button. 4x12 Friedman V30, pop-up
that's
button.
That's the one I want.
4x12 Friedman mic, condenser, pop-up button.
So the mic is a condenser. I'm going to change that to dynamic 2. I'm just doing this quickly because I know what I want.
Dynamic 2, pop-up button, off, M, off, button.
Now, do you see this button?
Dynamic off, M, off, button.
Off, M, off, button. That's a mute button. The second off doesn't mean anything real. Well, the first off, it's kind of confusing. It says off, M, off. If you wanted to mute that, you would click it and it would go to on, M, off. It's weird.
S level 0.00 pan 0.0 vertical.
I'm going to pan this to minus 100 because I wanted to pan these guys. So you can see that's panned all the way to the left. Now I'm going to select another cabinet.
Dynacab button. Position distance. Cab 2R. 1x85F1 tweed. Pop up button.
Same again. The V30.
4x12 citrus. Pop up button. 4x12 Friedman V30, pop-up button.
That's it.
4x12 Friedman mic, condenser, pop-up button.
Again, dynamic 2.
Dynamic 2, on, M, off, button.
Now you see this button again, this M button, the mute button. It now says on, M, off, and we want to change that to off.
Dynamic on, M, off, button.
Because it's muted at the moment. Now if you click that with the vo space command.
On. Dynamic 2, on, M, off, button.
Nothing happens, it won't change it. The way to do it is to route the mouse to the voiceover cursor. I do that with Shift Numpad 5.
On, M, off,
and
button.
Then left click, which I do with Control Numpad 5.
Off.
Now that's turned it off. Now that's more central now because I've got two cabs.
Off, S, level, 0.0, vertical slider.
The pan's at 0. I'm going to pan that all the way to 100, to all the way to the right. And it should... See how that's central now? Even though I've got two cabs panned left and right... The sound is actually central because it's the exact same sound panned either side. But there is a point to this.
Dynacab, groove.
So I think that's it for the cabs. Just need to set up the wah pedal now.
Grid row two column three. Cab 1A. Active. Grid row two column 2. Amp 1A. Active. Radio button. Grid row two column 1. YY1A. Bypassed. Radio button. Selected.
So we select that. We don't need to... I don't think we need to set it active. Go to the parameters.
Grid slider, but control, 0.00. Modifier disabled, vertical slider, X edit 3.
Now here's this thing with modifier disabled. We need to assign a modifier. And the modifier we want to assign is the my expression pedal, which is plugged into the expression 1, which is external 1. Now to do that, we need to route the mouse to this controller with Shift Numpad 5.
Control, 0.00. Modifier disabled, vertical slider.
right click with option numpad 5.
Source 1, none, pop-up button.
Now you see that source 1. We've got it. It's a pop-up button, so we can just down arrow it till we get to the one we want, which is what I'm going to do. What I'm looking for is external 1. But it won't speak, so I have to tab away.
Scale 1, source 1, pedal 1, pop-up button.
I know it's 2 after that.
Scale 1, source 1, external 1, pop-up button.
So that's external 1. That's the one I wanted. Now I'm going to jump to the very bottom of this dialogue.
Auto engage.
Where it says auto engage.
Auto engage, off, pop-up button.
Auto engage is off. I want to set that to med, pause, so that my pedal will engage the wah pedal.
Auto engage, med pause, pop-up button.
I just up arrowed twice because I knew that's where it would be.
Grip now, slider, if I can button, escape grip from slider, that window. Edit text.
Now, my wah pedal should work. So that's the wah pedal working.